This Saturday, you may see a lot of people walking up and down Seattle's stairways. That's when the group Feet First is organizing Stairway Walks Day. They'll be leading walks up and down some of Seattle's more than 600 public stairways. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel headed out to meet a couple of the walk leaders to find out why they're so excited about climbing Seattle's stairs.
When I think of climbing stairs, here's where my mind goes. In training for the biggest fight of his career, boxer Rocky Balboa runs up the 72 stairs at the east entrance of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. He reaches the top of the stairs and dances around, punching the air in victory. Freeze frame on a jubilant, sweaty Rocky. I am not in training for the biggest fight of my career, so I'm a little concerned about meeting Jake and Kathy Jaramillo. They climb stairs in Seattle all the time. They even wrote a guidebook called Seattle Stairway Walks. But when I meet the Jaramillos at the top of the stairs at 10th Avenue East and Blaine Street, they reassure me.
We don't run up and down the stairways, that's for sure.
We can't use it as a workout because we get too distracted as we go through these walks. But here's our first distraction.
Streiskuth Gardens.
To the south of the first landing on the Blaine Street stairs, we see a manicured path. It leads into several flower gardens on the side of the hill.
The house behind us was designed by architect Dan Streiskuth. He and his wife...
Jake tells me that when Dan built his house, the land on the other side of the stairs was all overgrown brambles and blackberry bushes. So Dan and his wife asked the city if they could use that land to make a garden. The city said yes. That was back in 1996. These gardens have been open to the public ever since. As we're standing there looking at the gardens, Dan comes out of the house.
We're just talking about you.
We were saying all kinds of lies about you.
Jake pronounced Dan's last name Streiskuth, but actually...
It's pronounced Streiskuth. You have to lisp on the right syllable.
Do you often come out and talk to people who stop and look at these gardens?
Well, I came out to go down and get the mail. I just accidentally encountered you. But very often we do meet people, and we still find a lot of people who say, is this a public garden? Is it all right if we walk on the paths?
Meeting people is one reason the Jaramillos started climbing Seattle stairways when they moved here in 2001.
If you come by again, come and knock on the door and say hello.
Kathy and Jake also figured it would be a great way to get to know their new home. 12 years later, they think of Seattle as a city of nooks and crannies, many of which they've discovered on their stairway walks.
Seattle's definitely, I would say, a world-class city. If you're just looking at the number of stairways, it's got 650 of them. And Pittsburgh has 730, and San Francisco has roughly 670, so that puts us in third place.
After walking the Blaine Street stairs down to Broadway, we head over to Howe Street. Kathy tells me the Howe Street stairway is the longest in Seattle. We encounter around a half dozen people running up and down the Howe Street stairs, including Pete Capone.
I just quit smoking like 3 months ago, so I'm doing this a lot right now to get my, strength back.
See you guys. Sorry to interrupt.
Many of Seattle's stairways were built for commuters to get down to the trolley. Some stairways are even made from old trolley tracks and slabs.
Yeah, we were the first city to recycle before it even became a popular term.
A lot of those older stairways have aged well. Others haven't. The Seattle Department of Transportation maintains 507 stairways in the city. Seattle Parks and Recreation maintains 60. But stairways don't usually get special attention unless something goes wrong, like in 2011. That's when a bicyclist died after accidentally going down a hard-to-see stairway in Eastlake. Since then, SDOT installed warning signs and other devices meant to slow bicyclists down near the stairway. Jake tells me Seattle stairways shouldn't be hidden. They should be a point of civic pride. And to drive that point home, they have one more stairway for me to climb. The stairs at the Volunteer Park Water Tower, or as Jake and Kathy call it...
The poor man's space needle. Because you don't have to pay anything, and you can go up to the tallest part of Capitol Hill and get a 360-degree view all the way across to Bellevue, across the lake. You can see downtown. It's a wonderful spot.
How many stairs are we about to traverse here?
Don't tell her, she won't go up.
106 stairs. At the peak of his training, Rocky only ran up 72 stairs.
Take a breather here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The Jaramillos and I eventually make it to the top of the water tower. I am out of breath, but I'm rewarded with a great view. I can see the actual Space Needle out one window and Millionaire's Row out another. I've never seen Seattle from this perspective before. And for Jake and Kathy, that's the whole point.
We like exploring. So it's kind of this combination of, it's not just a workout, which it is, but it's distracting. You're looking around, you're asking questions, and you forget you're huffing and puffing.
We admire our city for a few more minutes. Then we turn around and walk back down the stairs, all 106 of them. For KUOW News, I'm Jeannie Yandel.